You probably don't consider yourself a theologian, and I understand why. Even after reading and studying theology for about 40 years, I wouldn't use the word theologian in my resume. But in everyday life, you and I make decisions and act in ways that reveal our, quote, theology, that is, what we think about God. Those who say there is no God often demonstrate that they believe that because they live as if God does not exist. The Bible and what it reveals are not important. In practice, this means each one of us can call our own shots because we are our own final authority. You might be interested to know that the Bible calls such a person a fool, F-O-O-L. Today it may not be so obvious how foolish that person is, but a day will come when that person will stand before Almighty God. On that day, the foolishness of rejecting God's revelation will be crystal clear. The fact that you sought to listen to this mini lesson today probably means that you don't identify as an atheist. You probably say that you are a Christian, or that you believe the Bible is the Word of God. I certainly hope that you hold this view of Scripture. Yet, many who say they believe as we do are what I would call confused theologians. Part of the problem might be a lack of knowledge of what the Bible teaches. And so, that person takes their limited understanding of God's Word and combines it with their own ideas of what is right and wrong, true or false. This has been happening since the days of the first and second century church, when those who heard the gospel combined it with their previous beliefs. In some of Paul's writings, he refuted the Judaizers, who said, "You take Jesus and his death on the cross, and you add circumcision to that following the Jewish law, and that's how you receive salvation." Others, who had a Greco-Roman background, brought Plato or some of the other philosophers and tried to amalgamate them with Christian teaching. Both approaches did not produce good theology. Often, heresy was the result. One of the ways to be a good theologian is to make sure you read your Bible and to compare Scripture with Scripture so that you're not taking a thought out of context in one part of the Bible and building some type of a doctrine on a Scripture only to find out that the Bible in another place clarifies what your verse said and you had the wrong meaning. Another privilege that we enjoy is that we can look back across history and see what various Bible teachers and preachers have said. And we can learn from the past. We can learn from the creeds that were put together in order to help people to understand basic Bible teachings. Church history has included plenty of battles to explain and to defend sound doctrine. And this defense starts with the utmost respect for the Word of God. The Bible has been under attack for several centuries now, so this is nothing new for the church to have to defend the Scripture. But we see a cultural erosion of any type of respect for the Word of God in its truthfulness. Sometimes this has the effect of making Christians embarrassed to stand out from the culture. We might feel like we are always different. Remember this, good theology also relies upon the willingness of God's people to submit their behavior to the tenets of Scripture. Too often, in times when people believe they are enlightened and know better, man's desire to be free of the authority of the Bible makes him gullible to bad theology. As Paul said, professing to be wise, they became fools. God bless you.